This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back live at Moorhead today on What's On Your Mind. Moorhead, Minnesota is a stop on the Women for Trump 2020 bus tour. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, she asked the crowd after we picked up some of the interview, be honest, how many people knew who I was 6 months ago, right? And of course, connected it to COVID and the fact that the media tried to make her out to be some kind of really bad person. Anyway, the governor's going to join us here momentarily. She's going to take a few questions from the audience, who is absolutely adores her, that's for sure. Hopping on the bus with her and heading to Fergus Falls, Minnesota next is Michelle Fischbach. Michelle Fischbach is the Republican-endorsed House candidate. And I didn't know this. I should have known this. But today, somebody said, historically, you were the very first female president of the Minnesota Senate.
Yes, absolutely. The very first female. Well, and it took the Republicans to do it.
Yeah, there you go. How about that?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. It was quite an honor to be elected by the Senate.
I feel bad I didn't know that.
You know what? That's all right. All I know is that you're a great friend, so I appreciate that.
So talk about this race so far. We're at crunch time here with 20-some days to go now. How does it feel?
It feels great. We are getting out there. And you see, this is a turnout for the Women for Trump tour, and the enthusiasm is there. The enthusiasm to reelect President Trump, the enthusiasm to make the change in Congress. And we're excited, and it's 22 days, not that I'm counting.
22 days. My mind goes to mush at this point now in the race, so I sort of say, yeah, it's 20-some days.
Yeah, well, I've got the countdown on the phone.
I'll bet you're counting down to the hour that the polls close.
Yes,
we're crying out loud. But, you know, at a point like this, obviously, you've done pretty much what you can do. You continue to go out there and see people, yep. But you feel pretty good that really you've done everything you could do to get to as many voters in District 7 as possible.
You know what? We're still going to get out there, get to the voters. We've gotten to a lot, but we're still out there. You know, we're making a trip today, going to Fergus, and then we get back in the car and go a few more places by ourselves. But we're all over the district and excited about it. We had a parade in Marshall Saturday. There was the homecoming parade there for SMSU. So just out and about, making sure, you know, we'll touch people up until the very end. Make sure we talk to them. That's great.
I saw some stories this weekend about how the Trump campaign has this extraordinary ground game. And by ground game, it means just knocking on doors, seeing the whites of people's eyes and saying, hey, I'm from the Trump campaign. Hope you'll support us, whatever. And obviously, other Republicans go along for the ride, benefit from that as well, and get out there. I mean, is that something you're doing, actually knocking on those doors?
Yes, we are. Absolutely. And that was actually, we had a group of South Dakota women, Republican women, come over to Marshall this weekend and help door knock. And so they are out there. They are doing it. We are knocking on those doors. We are making those voter contacts and making sure that we have every Republican Trump supporter out voting.
So have you seen the Peterson campaign? Have you seen the Biden campaign? Are they doing the same?
I don't think they are. I think that the Trump campaign is doing what they need to be doing and talking to those folks and getting to their homes. We haven't seen a lot of evidence about the Biden campaign being out there and talking to folks.
A U.S. senator told me last week that the ag community, and when a senator says the ag community, it means the people that know agriculture, right, are preparing for a Peterson loss, mm-hmm. that they anticipate that he's going to lose this race, which to the senator was pretty significant.
Yep.
You know, that they've already predicted that at this point in the race. Is your polling reflecting that? I mean, are you surging?
Well, you know what? I think it's a dead tie, but I also have seen polls that have us up at 52%. So they're still varying. But the poll that counts is the poll on Election Day, so that's the one we're making our goal to.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that, but there have been a few interesting things happening over the weekend. For folks you haven't had a chance to say hello to in the 7th District, what do you want them to know about you?
Just that I will go to Washington, D.C., and I will fight for them. I will help the president move this country forward. I'm about getting things done and not slowing things down like the Democrats have been, and my first vote will be get rid of Nancy Pelosi.
And it's interesting because you know, when you talk about fighting for the president, you know, even today, what you see here at the Women for Trump crowd and other events, Bemidji, where we both were at, for the president was at, the president has a level of support unlike anybody in elected office ever before, doesn't he?
That's right. That is right. And the enthusiasm is incredible.
The enthusiasm is incredible, and also the I guess for lack of a better term, the request, the demand that if, hey, if I'm going to vote for you, you're going to go fight for him, right?
Absolutely.
They want him to have allies there.
They do. They're tired of the garbage that's going on, you know, with the impeachments and the Nancy and now the 25th Amendment garbage that Nancy Pelosi is pulling. They want allies for the president because they know what he can do if he has people that will work with him. He knows he can move this country forward.
Yeah, very interesting. Michelle Fischbach, thanks for stopping by and saying hello.
Well, thank you so much.
Be safe on the bus ride.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes.
It's a big pink one. I don't think anyone will hit us. I think they'll see us coming.
You will not miss this bus. Trust us on this one thing. And next up is Fergus Falls.
Yes.
And then Marshall.
Yep, I believe so.
All right,
I'm heading to Fergus Falls, and then we're getting in the car and going a different direction.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Enjoy. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Michelle Fischbach, candidate for Minnesota 7. We're waiting for Christy Noem, who's going to join us here shortly. Or did we lose Christy yet? Oh, that's a big surprise. She went to get a picture. Yes, yes. Well, we know that she is one famous individual. What's that?
Catch your next break.
Okay, I see. We're going to break and then chat with her, I guess, since we're 4 minutes from a break. Anybody like what they heard in the Women for Trump presentation today that you want to tell us about? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. There is the CEO of the Republican Party in Minnesota. I just gave you that title. It's the chair, but she's the boss lady. She's getting it done for Republicans in Minnesota. Jennifer Carnahan, how are you?
Hi, Scott. Doing well. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you. It's a little chilly today up here.
It is a little bit, but it's October.
I know. It's
right?
Getting a little wintry.
Yeah, we got to sort of put up with a little bit of that.
Yeah.
So what's you've been on the tour with Christy and the others that Spitfire from Arkansas.
Yeah, it's been incredible. Yesterday we started in Duluth and then we ended up here. We went over to Brainerd. We did the Iron Range. So lots of great stops, great crowds, a lot of enthusiasm. And this is our first stop today. So it's really nice to have Christy Noem from South Dakota and Leslie, the Attorney General from Arkansas, because it just shows the strength and how important Minnesota is that we have these great leaders from around the country that are dedicating their time to our state to help us make history in 22 days.
What's going on in Minnesota right now? It felt to me like a little bit of momentum was lost with the COVID thing, but that was certainly nationwide, right? Because a lot of things planned had to be stopped, and not all of them have been rescheduled. Some people are suggesting that, you know, ad money's moving out. Is Minnesota still as much in play as ever?
We are still one of the top targets in the country. You know, people should not be alarmed by anything that they hear. The media doesn't always get the full picture, but the president's team is fully committed to our state, evidenced by this tour here today. And Eric Trump coming in tomorrow. Mick Mulvaney coming into our state tomorrow. We passed 4 million direct voter contacts over the weekend. We're looking to blow through 5 million as we move forward. So this is the opportunity. This is the year. This is that important that everyone continue to work hard to make history. And, you know, we're still continuing to raise money and spend money and do everything we can, not just at the federal level races, but also on the state legislative races as well.
I heard something this weekend about the Biden campaign still was attempting to get their ground game up and going. I'm thinking, 22 days, how do you just now get your ground game up and going?
I mean, this has been the biggest failure by the Biden campaign this whole cycle, and specifically in Minnesota. They didn't hire someone, I think, until late spring, early summer, whereas we had people on the ground at that point for already a year moving forward to that, you know, multiple people in every corner of the state. And at this point, early voting's been open since September 18th, and over 600,000 ballots have been cast. So way, way too late to get a ground game moving because people are already voting in very large numbers.
Yeah, that sounded bizarre to me. And the 5 million number is unprecedented, isn't it? What's the closest anybody's ever been to that?
In 2018, we did 1 million direct voter contacts, and that was a record for our party. So we've done 4 times that. So we're feeling very, very good about our efforts and the people that we're reaching and getting people to vote.
Those are the things you don't hear about when they're happening necessarily in process, but when you look back and say, how did we win? What happened? Why was it different than the polls? Those are difference makers, right?
Exactly. It's on the margins. It's that direct voter contact that can, you know, influence elections by 3 to 5 percentage points in tight races, and you know, it's very important for us to keep doing that work on top of having, you know, great candidates who are able to message and campaign as well, right? It's all one big infrastructure organization, and everybody's got to be firing on all cylinders.
Have fun on the Women for Trump bus tour.
We will. Thanks for being here today.
You've got Jennifer Carnahan, chair of the Republican Party in Minnesota, our guest on the program. I think... Are we going to break, Dee? I think we have no choice but to break. But we'll break and come back with Kristi Noem here in a couple of minutes. The governor is preparing to hop back on the Women for Trump 2020 tour bus and head down to Fergus Falls and then to Marshall, Minnesota today. So I'd encourage folks to find out the details and the locations. This is a fun little thing, fun little way to get a little, you know, pep talk from the folks that are inside the campaign and learn a little bit about what's going on. So it's great fun. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at My Pillow. We're talking a lot today about Mike Lindell's book, From Crack Addict to CEO. What are the odds? What are the odds? And the reason I am is because the national networks are not talking about the book, which is brutal. So we're going to talk about it. And you can take advantage of a great deal. Get a $25 gift card to My Pillow when you buy the book at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-506-9028. More from Moorhead with Governor Kristi Noem.
Being a caregiver for an aging loved one takes its toll over time. Coordinating appointments, financial responsibility, and wondering what will come next is stressful. Northland Pace Senior Care Services has helped many aging adults live at home as long as safely possible by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more, your loved one will be fully cared for when they're with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Located throughout North Dakota online at northlandpace.com.
PetroServe USA, home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two KTO Liquid Shots for $10. Or three 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Back live in Moorhead with Governor Kristi Noem on the Women for Trump 2020 bus. Second day today. Hi, Governor. How are you?
I'm doing great. The sun's shining, and we're talking about our great president.
What a deal. Yeah. We have to talk about your great father-in-law because I understand he listens to the show, so we better give him a shout-out.
Al Noam is a fan of Scott Henin. So
is that
he
right?
He loves to listen. He's always working. He's either in a truck or a tractor, and he's always listening to good radio.
Well, Brian told me all about it now.
Yeah.
We even took a selfie together, Brian and
you
I.
You and Brian?
The first dude.
That's good. Yeah. The first dude is with me on the tour. We don't let him on the bus because it is a women's bus, but he follows behind with the detail.
Oh, there's rules in the bus.
Yeah, there is a few rules, but we might let him on later. We'll see.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. Well, I suppose there's got to be a little bit of decorum, right?
Yeah.
So we had a lot of what you said today to the group here on the radio, but you were just starting to talk about two things you wanted to ask of people that, you know, here we are 22 days in. It's sort of gut check time. What do you want folks to know about this election and what they ought to do now?
Well, the two things I reminded this crowd is that to do more. These are the workers, the people who are going to go knock on doors, go talk to folks that a lot of times in this country, when it comes to politics these days, we've been offended by somebody or somebody that we haven't talked to in a while because we feel like it'll be a divisive conversation. And I've asked them to just decide not to be offended, to go have those conversations that are so important on informing people on what this president has provided for our country and the leadership that he is and the choice that we have. You know, Joe Biden would devastate our way of life here in the Midwest with the policies he's embraced, and so we need to be educating folks on those facts. So go out, do more, have more conversations, listen to people. The second thing I ask them is to be happy. You know, we woke up this morning better off than 99% of the people in the world just by being born here in America. This is a special place. And we talk about life a lot. We talk about liberty. But we don't talk about the pursuit of happiness that much anymore. But we all deserve to be happy and should be optimistic. And really, as Republicans, we have the vision that and the platform that leads to success for individuals and personal responsibility and freedom. So let's draw people to us. Let's attract people to us through the way we conduct ourselves by being happy and optimistic and really giving people hope for the future.
Well, that message conveys very well from you all across America, which is pretty neat. And I would imagine, given this campaign that's going on now, that still gives me goosebumps.
Oh,
I've seen the ad probably 500 times, right? It runs a lot.
It does.
But it still gives me goosebumps. It's a great ad, you know?
I think there's a new one going up today, so you'll get to see one that's a little bit different, too, some more beautiful shots of South Dakota. But
Are people saying that and saying, I want to live there?
They are. You know, overwhelmingly, Scott, I could triple the size of my economic development department right now. We couldn't answer the phone for all the businesses that are moving to South Dakota. People are moving. Our real estate market has gone crazy because they really recognize that they want to live somewhere where they're respected, where we aren't going to overstep our authority and close their businesses down and take away their rights. And above all else, that's the kind of place where they want to be. And if those ads tell a little bit of our story and recruit people to come visit our state and do so safely in this environment, they're all in.
I remember I actually did an interview one time with Governor Janklow.
Yes.
And Governor Perpich.
Yeah.
And Governor Perpich was a dentist by training.
Yes.
He was actually making fun of South Dakota, saying, well, what do you practice on Buffalo out there? Because you don't have a dental school. You know, he thought that was all funny. But it was all about a little bit of a border battle back and forth where the business climate in Minnesota had fallen and South Dakota was taking advantage of it. Have you heard from your neighboring governors, Governor Walz, maybe? I mean, it's on him with that whole COVID mess, right?
Well, you know, that's kind of how this whole thing started with us specifically targeting Minnesota. And we are specifically targeting Minnesota businesses and families to move to our state. Governor Walz said a few things about South Dakota and myself that weren't favorable in this last 6 months, and we have a very different landscape in our state compared to Minnesota. We have one of the lowest tax rates in the nation. We don't have an income tax. We don't have a personal property tax. We have a sales tax at 4.5%, and then that's about it. Our regulations are one of the lowest regulated states in the nation, and also there's a governor in South Dakota that's not going to shut down your business, not going to take away your rights. And so that is a message that's resonating with the people of Minnesota. And, yes, I want them to know there's a difference. That's why in Minnesota you're seeing ads that say, South Dakota, we mean business. We are open for business. We mean business. And if you want to live in a little bit of freedom, come to our state.
Don't feel bad about what he said about South Dakota. Do you know what he said about Western Minnesota?
No.
Nothing but rocks and cows.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Like rocks and I like cows.
I like them
both. Yeah. Absolutely. And we need them both. Yes, that's right.
Exactly right. Yeah. Last question for you. Just tell us a little bit about how South Dakota is doing on the COVID fight front.
Sure.
I know, obviously, with the numbers spiking, there's a lot of people waiting to go, see, I told you. You know, it's terrible. They're doing the same thing for North Dakota. What's the latest?
Well, that's why, you know, throughout this pandemic, I've consistently said to people, we are not going to talk about how many positive cases we have. Because the science of this virus says we can't stop it. What we're going to focus on is how many people we have in the hospital. Now, Fauci told me I'd have 10,000 people in the hospital on my worst day. I've got about 300. So it's nothing like the models told us to be. We are well prepared. We've got below 15% of our hospital capacity is dealing with COVID-19. And that's what we planned to do the entire time, was to manage our healthcare resources to make sure we could take care of people who should need to be in the hospital from the consequences of it if necessary. So we're in good shape. I think, you know, we've got less than 300 deaths. We've got one of the lowest death rates in the nation, too, which is tragic to lose dear people that we all love. But those are the two metrics that we watch all the time. And then we also just keep people informed and tell them what they can do, where we have hot spots, where we can keep testing available, but also allow folks to still continue to try as live as normal of a life as possible.
Are you watching your baseline deaths at all to last year, the prior years?
Yes. Yeah. We're a little bit elevated, but not that much. And the vast majority, obviously, of our deaths that we've had that have been classified as COVID-19 deaths are in the elderly population and pre-existing conditions. So it's pretty consistent. And we're seeing the death rate, though, also per population drop off. So it was good that we were able to mitigate some of this early on. We've learned more about the virus. We've got more therapeutics that work. We've got more knowledge. And that's why we need to just keep plugging away. We're going to be doing this for quite some time.
Leave the folks with a message about the difference maker that Donald Trump is, how important it is to South Dakota, to North Dakota, to free states like ours that he win.
There's no president in the last 50 years that has done more to defend our fundamental freedoms. The freedoms such as pro-life, our Second Amendment, free speech, assembly, to worship. You know, if you have leaders that respect that, then you can keep a consistent way of life for our kids and our grandkids and hand on an intact America. But if you've got a leader like Joe Biden who has promised to destroy all of those rights, every one of them across the board, he's threatened to take away from us. How could anybody vote for that? Our only reason we're successful in this country is because we're America and because of the stability that that Constitution and our founders gave us. This president fights for that every day. Joe Biden has already promised us that he would take it away.
Do you think he's going to win?
President Trump, he always wins. He's a winner.
He's managed to do that, hasn't he?
Yes, that's right.
Thanks, Governor.
Thank you so much.
Great to see you.
You too.
We do these farm and ranch tours in North Dakota. We've not done one in South Dakota before. Maybe we should come down.
Absolutely.
And,
heartbeat.
Yeah, you're probably too busy to be on the ranch these days.
Though. Oh, no.
No,
never
too busy.
That's what fixes me.
Yep. That keeps you happy.
That's right. Yeah. It keeps me happy.
Yeah.
You bet.
Thanks. Good to see you.
You bet. You too.
Kristi Noem, the governor of the great state of South Dakota, our guest. They're hopping back on the bus, and they're heading for Fergus Falls, Minnesota next. And stop by and see them there. After that, Marshall, Minnesota. And then that'll get her pretty close to home in South Dakota. She's going to zoom right across the border. All right, more coming up on What's On Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
This fall, Piper's Auctioneers has all of your land and equipment needs covered, offering business liquidation auctions in Grand Forks and Fargo and exceptional farm retirement auctions in Hazleton, Hedinger, Harvey, Gackle, and Steele, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Also join Piper's for the 15th annual Western Dakota Land Auction, offering 5,000 acres in 8 counties in Mount Trail, Dunn, Billings, Grant, Hedinger, Adams, and Slope County, North Dakota, and Perkins County, South Dakota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House and Congress have restarted last-ditch talks toward a coronavirus relief deal that includes a second round of stimulus checks. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump is open to making a deal with Democrats.
President Trump actually has always said, I mean, I've heard him say it in the Oval, as far as the key elements are concerned, the checks, the unemployment assistance, the small business assistance, we've got to help airlines out, he would go further. He's always said that. He knows that we need as much power for economic recovery as possible.
Senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee are continuing to make opening statements in the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Judicial Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham saying the nation's important business must continue even during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Continues. Not every day you do a show in a parking lot, Todd, but when you do, you might as well make it a good one, right? I mean, crying out loud.
There you go.
And took 90 minutes, but Christy Noem ended up being on after all and had a nice little conversation with her. It's hard not to like that woman. I mean, I just love her way of thinking. I love her her confidence. I love her message. Very kind. But get over yourself. How about that message today? Just get over yourself. I mean, listen, if America heard that loud and clear, why would we fix things, huh? Just get over yourself, okay? Hey, Leahy, get over yourself. It's done. Go back to Vermont and pick apples, okay? You've done yeoman's work there in the Senate from beautiful Vermont. Messing up, fine constitutionalists to the big court. Just get over yourself. I'm gonna use that a little more often, for sure. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at UMary. The University of Mary's got a lot going on, and if you've not been there lately, you probably haven't been there. That's what I just tell you right now. And they have, for one, done a magnificent job, a very innovative job on the COVID front, well ahead of everybody, and have a team right there. Like a 24/7 go team that handles any and all issues and keeps tabs on kids, keeps everybody safe. Great plan in place, really doing well. They have a new University of Mary Engineering School. The engineering school is something we've talked a lot about. That with not only a beautiful facility, but some incredible faculty. They're really great. Find out more about all that at umary.edu. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about border battles. We talked to Christy Noem about border battles last hour in the sense of Tim Walz suggesting that South Dakota was a bad place to live and do business and really dumb to allow people to be free and actually follow the Constitution. And that's resulted in a multi-million-dollar ad campaign and a lot of people and businesses moving to South Dakota. So the point is, your policy matters. Your policy matters. And if you have businesses that line, for instance, North Dakota and Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota with the Minnesota, and you have a business that does the exact same thing on each side of the border, who's going to win? Those are the conversations we're going to have on Thursday as we sit down over lunch at the Radisson in downtown Fargo with our friends from the Center for the American Experiment and John Hinderrocker is back to tell us about border battles. John, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Scott.
And happy Monday to you. Looking forward to having you and others from the Center of the American Experiment up here on the border to talk a little bit about border battles. This subject sort of flies under the radar a little bit, doesn't it, John?
Well, maybe a little less so if you live in Minnesota, Scott, because, you know, our economist, John Phelan, has done a paper I'm holding in my hand right now. It's called Minnesota's Border Battles, How State Policy Affects Economies at the Margin. And he's done a really smart thing. He's compared economic growth, population growth, income growth in the border counties of Minnesota and Wisconsin, Iowa, and the Dakotas. And his thinking there is, look, there's no difference, right? I mean, I've made that drive. I'm from South Dakota, as you know, and I've made that drive Minnesota to South Dakota and back a million times. There's no difference. And yet on the South Dakota side of the border, it's true in North Dakota too, on the Dakota side of the border, where you see vibrant economic growth, you see happy, prosperous people, you know, and on the Minnesota side, you see stagnation. And so he has analyzed how Minnesota is doing in its border battles with those states. And I not to keep our listeners in suspense, Scott, I can tell you the answer. The answer is Minnesota holds its own against Wisconsin. Minnesota loses to Iowa, even though we've got I-90 running through the Minnesota counties, right? Big aid to development. And Minnesota gets slaughtered by both North Dakota and South Dakota. And that tells us a lot, I think, about government policies, because there's no reason why a county on the Dakota side of the border should be growing faster, economy developing better, incomes rising faster, you name it, than a county on the Minnesota side of the border. The only difference is the policies that are pursued by those state governments. So John Phelan, our economist, is putting on a series of programs in Minnesota and in Wisconsin and in Iowa, and we're going to be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we're going to be in Fargo. And we're going to be in Fargo on Thursday of this week, 3 days from now, at the Radisson Hotel in Fargo. It starts at 11:30 with check-in and lunch. The presentation will begin at noon, and it will be over by 1 o'clock. And it only costs $10. That includes lunch. And so any of our listeners that want to really get the full information, I think all of us have got a sense. If you live in Fargo, you know, you can't help but notice that Fargo's a lot bigger than Moorhead, right? But our economist has really pinned this down and is going to talk about it at a level of depth that you don't often hear. And so I'd really encourage any of our listeners who want to learn more about this topic and, you know, how much difference does it make if you've got a conservative government instead of a liberal government? All you've got to do is go to, you could register at Eventbrite. That is Border Battle ND. borderbattleND.eventbrite.com, or you can register by emailing events@americanexperiment.org, not .com, but .org, or you can register by calling 612-428-7005. And again, it's only $10. That includes lunch and a copy of the report and a lot of information, the opportunity to ask questions about the border battle between Minnesota and North Dakota.
What I really appreciate about the center is just the level of depth that you give to these topics. You know, it's not this, headline snippet here or there, but you really get some real numbers and some real data, and that's what's hopefully going to arm the citizens to take it to legislators to say enough already, because obviously legislators left to their own devices are going to do what they're going to do, the same old stuff. I remember, I'm trying to remember the most recent one, but for sure this cigarette tax debate, where they just, I think it was Dayton, wasn't it, that wanted the cigarette tax to skyrocket high, and you talk to convenience stores on the Dakota side or sure. The Minnesota side, and I mean they lost 70, 80, 90% of their business. I mean, just boom, overnight, from somebody sitting in a legislative chamber deciding that they knew better than they're taking on that person's bottom line. I mean, that's why it's important, right, John?
Well, that's exactly right. And And you know, if you overtax something, you start to see smuggling. You know, you start to see semi-trucks getting robbed of, you know, deliveries of cigarettes. I mean, it gets ridiculous if your tax policies are way out of whack. We also were instrumental in the last legislative session, not the one that ended here recently, but the one last year, in killing a proposed 70% increase in Minnesota's gas tax. And here again, you know, people aren't stupid. If you increase the gas tax and make it the fourth highest in the nation, you know, people are going to drive across the border and buy their gasoline there. So one of the things that we try to do at the center is to educate and inform voters so that they can vote for the kinds of policies that will make our state as prosperous as some of our neighboring states.
So we really look forward to seeing folks on Thursday. It'd be a fun conversation. And again, as you know, there's many issues out there. You can pick your issue that's most important. I just like sinking my teeth into one, getting some real numbers. John Phelan, a great economist, and you really get a sense of what this group can do, and you know, to be ready for these battles, because that's, you know, like you say, it's like, okay, well, there's a piece of land, and there's a piece of land. They're a couple miles apart. They're darn near identical. If you weren't, somebody didn't tell you, you wouldn't know they were any different. But one's in one state, one's in another, and here's what that means to the bottom line of a business. I mean, it's not unimportant in the grand scheme of things at all, because it's really, in my mind, what somebody's able to do to you, you know, and just
it's
take
very,
it on.
Very important. That we see that's so important, Scott, is, you know, freedom works. You're talking about interviewing Kristi Noem, you know. Not only is freedom good in itself, but it turns out that freer economies perform better than more restricted economies. And that's a big part of what we see going on here when we compare blue Minnesota with red states like the Dakotas.
Yeah, and I think, unfortunately, you know, if you sell cigarettes, if you sell gas, and they're playing games with the, you know, the tax on one border or the other, you are going to marshal your forces and go there. But a lot of other people don't care. They just go buy it where it's cheapest, right? I mean, it really isn't a fight to them, because they're just going to go buy it somewhere else. Well, they need allies. they really do. And that's why I hope we see on Thursday. Should be a good time. A few seconds left, but I do want to ask you about Minneapolis and, Minnesota in general, and the support for law enforcement that you guys have shown there. Are things settling down a little, John?
Well, we haven't had any riots or looting or arson here in the last couple of weeks, anyway. But the issue is a huge one, and it's a huge concern to voters. We put up billboards around the metropolitan area a few weeks ago. Had them up for a month. We've now done a second buy. Billboards in the Twin Cities suburbs that are up right now will be up for 4 weeks, ending around the 1st of November. A very simple message. Support our police. And we've got a website, supportmnpolice.com, where well over 30,000 people have now signed a petition in support of law enforcement in Minnesota. And so that's a key issue, and it's one that we want to keep in the forefront of people's minds.
Did you find it curious that the Minneapolis City Council is baffled as to why crime was on the upside? And
Scott, you can't make this stuff up. You know, here they are. They have this big. They actually vote, you know, to defund the Minneapolis and abolish the Minneapolis Police Department. And police officers are resigning and going on disability and retiring, you know, in droves. And who can blame them? And as a result of the total, you know, lawlessness that's being encouraged by our governor and the mayor of Minneapolis and the city council of Minneapolis, violent crime has spiked. We have big swaths of Minnesota that have been either burned, or of Minneapolis that have been either burned or looted. And so the Minneapolis City Council, a week or two ago, they called in the chief of police and demanded to know what he was doing about rising crime. You know, why is crime skyrocketing in our city, and what are you going to do about it? You know, if the guy I'm sure was biting his tongue, but I'm sure what he wanted to say is, well, how about getting a new city council?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could understand if it had been a couple of years, but it hadn't been that long since they did what they did, and they were baffled. They couldn't believe it. John, we'll see you on Thursday. Love what you do at the Center for the American Experiment. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday, and lots of other folks, too.
Yep, looking forward to being up there. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
We will see you Thursday on that front, okay? Last segment, when we come back, Any final thoughts? Your calls, welcome. 258-0550. Lots of texts to get to. Next.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Fill up with Unleaded 88 and help the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise, Bismarck, Fargo, Williston, Valley, Gary, Grand Forks, and Tesoro Wine Beer. 3 cents per gallon of Unleaded 88 sold in October goes to North Dakota Women's Way. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Choose the Pink Unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness. Back to the phones we go. We have Luke on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we are around the Bismarck area just kind of getting some materials gathered up for the projects we got going on next week. We'll be in Beulah, still down in that Strasburg area, moving over to Medina as well, actually, the later part of this week. So there's plenty of time to get your guys' projects in this year. I know going into October we're looking pretty busy at the beginning of the month, but at the end of the month, we got some open spots, so if you guys want to get in, get some waterline projects done or any kind of boring you need, just give me a call. We specialize in underground trenchless excavation, basically, so a lot of boring. We'll pull pipe underground without digging, without any mess, any hassle. So, you know, basically, you give us a call, any kind of line you need underground that you don't want to make a mess burying, we're your guys.
Call them at 701-204-0404 or Red Drilling. 2Ds, reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Fall is here. We are mid-October now. The high a week from today may only be in the 30s. That means you might want to get the heated seats, the heated steering wheel, and before you know it, you're going to need that 4x4. You're going to need that all-wheel drive. Over 100 cars and SUVs, trucks and stuff in stock. Most come with that lifetime powertrain warranty. Late model Yukon, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes and models. Payments to fit every budget. Your trade may be worth more, do you think? And the finance rates are some of the best they've ever been. Shop, click, drive, and find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Is that what Steve Swan says when people walk in?
That's
what do you
right.
got? Trucks and stuff. Trucks and stuff.
And then from across the room he says, Todd!
All right.
So I'm like,
let's see here what's on your mind. We'll call this radio graffiti because we don't have a lot of time, but we want to know what's on your mind. So that means just you call and, you know, it can be one sentence. If you take a breath, we're going to the next one. So just lay it on us. Whatever you got to say, let's go. 800-228-0550. Leroy, Cyrus, Minnesota. No idea where that's at. I'm going to look it up while you tell me why you're calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard about a movie that was produced in 2005, and the movie's name is V for Vendetta. Coronavirus is written all over that movie, and I've heard nothing said about this, and I think we need to do some research and find out, because I think this is the playbook that the Democratic Party is using on us right now.
Okay, help me out here now.
After him.
I'm gonna go a little extended time here of the radio graffiti because I'm curious. So this movie is like about something else, but basically, if you read between the lines, it's really about COVID, or it's about COVID.
Well, it's really about a plot that was engineered by some disgruntled group. I haven't seen the movie myself yet. I just heard about it.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to get this word out because I think there's something going on. Because for a long time, I've thought that coronavirus 19, COVID-19, was a planned event.
It's hard to believe it's not, isn't it?
Well, that's what I think. And
I mean, come on.
Saturday.
Here's just one little sliver. First of all, if it hurt a Democratic president, man alive, would we have, you know, investigations and screaming up and down and all kinds of dots being connected? But you got a Republican president with the greatest economy in the history of the world. He is eating China's lunch with the trade deals, and we get a virus from China. Pure coincidence. There's no way that could be anything other than just 100% coincidence. And it's election year. Oh, that doesn't matter. The calendar, you know, forget about it. So I tend to agree with you.
What you just said, I have thought that for quite a while. But now there was a movie that was made, and I heard about it, and I think we need to check this out. I hope to do that tonight. To see the movie. The movie is 139 minutes long, so it takes a little while to watch it, but they say there's a story in that movie which is exactly what's been going on for us in the United States.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, thanks. We don't get calls a lot from Pope County in Minnesota, but when we do, it's kind of fun. So thank you for that. And I see you're close to Starbuck and Lake Minnewaska.
Yeah.
So enjoy. I hope the walleyes are biting. That's a good walleye lake, isn't it? Or northern pike?
Well, walleyes, really. So.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you
for taking the call.
Of course. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it very much. All right. I kind of violated my own rules with radio graffiti, but it was worth it. Because I wanted to hear more about what Leroy had to say there. So I apologize.
Well, if the movie's covered in COVID, I don't want to see it.
Well, it tells a story of COVID. Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you just like to know?
Yeah.
Just,
absolutely.
I mean, just let me know. I want to know for a second, you know? Please. Is that too much to ask? I need to tell you about the lunch specials today because the texter says you've yet to tell me the lunch specials. Well, I did last hour, but I can forgive you for missing them. Today in Valley City, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. This is at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, okay? That's right. I said beef tips and gravy. That's what I said. I also said scallop potatoes and ham. Try and have just one serving. It's impossible. In Harwood today, Tater Tot Hot Dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Tater Tot Hot Dish, and 12th Avenue North and I-29, Chicken Fettuccine. Exactly right. John and Washburn, you're next on What's On Your Mind, Radio Graffiti. Go!
Hey, how about about I have a suggestion. How about we make a sequel to V for Vendetta called P for Propaganda? And, you know, I just spoke to my brother a moment ago out on the East Coast, nurse in a hospital, and they're pumping the numbers up there. He said there's barely anybody there with COVID. It's all backed up people with other things they put off.
So you, too, believe we have a conspiracy on our hands here, but you're going to go with P for propaganda. Got it, John. Texas says, how about V for Vendetta? That's about a government lockdown of the country and a shutdown of dissenting voices. Okay? Could, you know, that isn't too far away, right? I mean, mass shaming and some of the things that went on, I don't know. I don't waste my time on these things. You can't. You go crazy. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
If you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan lately, now is the time. There's a new zero premium Medicare plan in your area. Zero premium. Annual election period runs October 15th through December 7th. Talk to a local licensed Medicare broker right now. Call 877-590-0994. That's 877-590-0994. Sponsored by Sunderland Group. Call now for a zero premium Medicare plan.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.